This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
3 o'clock hour. I have a lot of stuff to get to. We're going to have Ryan Sense, the founder and owner of Funky Buddha, this hour. And I'll tell you why in a sec. There's so many things I want to get to, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Malcolm Jamal Warner had passed away today. We were all sharing that on the text thread earlier. Just heartbreaking for me. I mean, I grew up on The Cosby Show, and Malcolm Jamal Warner, who played Theo Huxtable, was just a great character. And I just saw on Twitter during the commercial break the famous Gordon Gartrell scene, which I love so much, you know, where he's, Denise! Denise!
Yeah, man.
Heartbreaking. 54 years old, Malcolm Jamal Warner passed away. So rest in peace, man. Yes. Way too young and just just an iconic character. And I know he's been in stuff since. Man, Theo Huxtable, just an iconic character.
I know you've been through it, Hawk, with both your parents, and you know, everybody knows Randy passed a couple months ago. I'm telling you, when I see it, all I do is think about, man, love me when I'm alive, because when I'm gone, I'm gone. So I didn't know Malcolm Jamal Warner, but it just reminds me, like, all the people that you love, man, hang out, go get a drink, go fishing, whatever the hell you want to do, go to a Toto concert, but do something and let's enjoy each other.
You ain't lying, man. You ain't lying. You start to feel football season upon us, and just talking about it with Ben, watching quarterbacks on Netflix, like it's right there upon us. Here's my take on the Dolphins. I haven't heard anyone nationally, Ben being a national writer for the NFL. Adam Schefter is going to join us this week. I haven't heard anyone nationally have good expectations for the Miami Dolphins. They all believe, seemingly so far from what I've heard, what Ben believes, which, by the way, if you add up all the clues, Jalen Ramsey, I got to get out of there. Calais Campbell, go finish it up somewhere else. Teron Armstead, I'm done. I'm good. You start to add it all up and you go, something's amiss. Mm-hmm. Something is awry, and everything leads to what Ben said, which is just an epic disaster where he's lost the locker room halfway during the season. And it's an epic disaster. And that is why I believe they're going to have one of the best seasons in recent memory, because no one's expecting that. I will read you later from Joe Shad in the Palm Beach Post, 5 reasons to be optimistic. But I just think that this is one of those things where everyone sees it, but they don't really see it. And they're forgetting 2023, only thinking about 2024 and this most recent offseason, and forgetting that sometimes there are hiccups along the way. There are 1 year aberrations. There are hiccups. And so I am in on this Dolphins team. I am in on the overs. I may have to put a future in on Dolphins because Ben was saying the way he seeded the AFC East, he had New England second because he thinks they'll get 8 or 9 wins.
Mm-hmm.
Now think of where that would leave the Dolphins for win total when he has them seeded fourth, by the way.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's out of the ordinary when it comes to Dolphins expectations from the national media eye.
I'll start my like you're saying, my outlook, and I don't know if it's pessimistic. I'll try to make it more realistic, I'll say. The part about him losing the locker room, the part about players coming out and saying, you know, we acted like we wanted to win, but everybody was coming late to meet. Nobody cared about fines. Nobody cared about this. There was a lack of leadership. All of that stuff is Mike McDaniels. Is that same thing we talked about, Ben? Like that whole be a nice guy and invite you to my house for Thanksgiving dinner. Like all that stuff, I don't think it works. But that's just nebulous. Hawk, we lost 4 of our top 8 players. Like just talent-wise.
That's like the disturbing part. I'm with that. That's the disturbing the part.
That's what I was saying. Factual side of it. You're lining up in game 1, Kader Kohou and Storm Duck are your starting corners. That gives me no confidence. Who's next to Sealer? Is it a young boy or from Michigan? Like,
and is Sealer even going to get signed?
Is Sealer, he's not even there. And Solana said it. He was like, I'm being totally optimistic. We haven't seen Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips play together in a long time. Like, there's just so many question marks. This young offensive line, is Liam Eichenberg still going to be back there, you know, paying people to run past him to hit Tua? Like, the factual side of it. Can they get it together? Yes, but I'm not as optimistic as you are. I want to hear Joe Shad's 5, but I'm not as optimistic as you are.
Well, gets underway tomorrow. It is disturbing, though, the number of people. And forget about it. You can go, well, if Darren Waller, hey, Minka, just look at the number of stars they lost.
Yeah.
You lost Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey and Teron Armstead and Calais Campbell. Those 4 alone.
Javon Holland.
Safety, you're talking about some of the most productive Dolphins that were on the field. So I get it. But man, I just have a stalwart faith in Tua and Mike McDaniel's ability to get creative with the offense and hopefully not have to create a game plan for Zach Wilson. That's where I'm at.
Ben kind of said it. Zach Wilson is going to get in the game next year, and it's not going to be a blowout. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. But like I said last week, every starting quarterback in the NFL, no one's playing 17 games.
Not really, Hawk. Josh Allen misses no games. Patrick Mahomes missed. I think he's played 5 full seasons. Like, I kind of looked at it. I've had to find it in my notes, but like you look at Lamar Jackson's and those top guys that are on that top 10 list we talked about, they don't miss 7.
They miss a couple games.
They'll miss 1 game, and they could have played if they weren't already. Yeah,
we can exist with Zach Wilson starting one or two games
but it wasn't 1 or 2. It's 7 or 6 and 5 and 8.
Well, I mean, that happens, though. You're right. Like, Patrick Mahomes, he'll have a game where he rolls his ankle. He has weak ankles. And he's doubtful leading into Sunday, and then he's questionable. Then he's a game-time decision. And then maybe he has to sit a game. But he's back the following week. Like, that's the only difference, because you're right, Hawk. Quarterbacks
they don't
miss
baby
games.
Him. They don't baby him the way they do Tua.
Yeah. It's different, though.
They do. They baby Tua.
I agree. But you would agree also it's different.
I need to see Mike McDaniel in shorts that wrap around his thighs, a whistle maybe? How about a whistle? He should look like
a
high school gym coach. Yes, he should look more like Willie Taggart and less like Willie Chirino.
He's weird with the elements, though, because when it's hot as hell in Miami, 100-degree heat for training camp, I'm overdressing. I'm wearing the full tracksuit. But then when it's freezing cold temperatures in Buffalo, he goes out with the same tracksuit and he's shivering right on the sidelines and he looks weak. Like, put on a jacket,
isn't he,
bro.
Doing that? Didn't we determine he was doing that? He's wearing the hoodies and the sweatpants to show them that he's suffering through training
camp. Yeah, like it's not that cold.
And suffering through game time conditions.
Psychological. Where, right, hey, you're hot. You can't be hot because I got on a hoodie. You're cold. You can't be that cold. I got
but
on a t-shirt.
I'm saying you haven't won a playoff game in three seasons, so change it up. Tight thigh shorts. V-neck. Put a V. Be the first head coach to wear a V-neck, chest hair out,
deep V,
and a whistle, deep V, and almost
nipple
to the navel.
If he runs, a nipple will fall out. The thing is,
and when you're running off the field in the primetime game, the cutesy little sprint off, walk slowly. Change everything. Change everything. Then get ready because he's gonna sprint off after the halftime interview. Walk like you're Thurston Howell on Gilligan's Island.
Well,
timely reference.
I don't know who the hell you're talking about. Josh Allen ain't missing no games. He's Superman. Josh Allen is, I've said it before, Josh Allen is a white Cam Newton. Like, they're just too big and strong. Patrick Mahomes has bad ankles. I've watched Patrick Mahomes limp around and win a game because of the playing style he has. The concussion thing and the little fingers crossed, what's it called? Fencing. Huck, you can't unfence. You can't.
Where Robin Mitts? Can't see it.
No, Huck, you can't. Like you said, no, I thought about it. You said they'll let him tough through it. No one's going to let anybody tough through fencing. No one's going to let anybody tough
Liam
through
Eichenberg
their toes
oven
pointed
mitts
and their hands curled
Liam
up.
Liam Eichenberg oven mitts. The moment Tua hits the ground, cover his hands with the oven mitts.
He already wears oven mitts. That's why he can't block no damn body.
No. Liam Eichenberg has to give the oven mitts to Tua, so you can't see the hands fencing. You just cover his hands immediately after every play.
What about his
or
little
dive
toes
on him? Dive over him like he's a grenade. Wait till the fencing maneuver is over, and then you get off him.
Help him up. You good, bro?
I'm just doing workarounds here. I'm figuring out workarounds.
We will see Zach Wilson this year.
I don't disagree with what Hawk is saying, though, because
about the oven mitts.
Right. Yeah. I think it's a great idea. Right. Yeah. We could do, Crowder, the what ifs with every team. Literally, no, like,
we can't do the what if injuries?
No. But I'm just saying, like, oh, what if the, you know, Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips are looking great this season, or what if they're not? Like, I could play both sides of that. Like, you can do the what ifs with every NFL team, and the reality is every NFL team is like one injury away from their season being over, right? So if the Dolphins, can be on the right side of the luck situation, which for the past couple of years, I'm a Dolphins detractor, but I'll admit, like, they've been on the wrong side of a lot of things. If this year things can fall their way, then you know, maybe they can have a much better season than most people think. The problem is, I agree with Ben. Here's where I agree with Ben. Even if all those things, which is why I asked him, all those things go your way, the injury bug doesn't kill you how it's killed you the last couple of years, aside from Tua, I still don't think this team has the horses to compete with the Josh Allens and the Chiefs and the Ravens.
I'm just not going that far. I'm only worried about regular season and what your win total is going to be. Are you going to the playoffs? Yeah. To me, that's a conversation to be had after that happens. Give me a really good regular season. Give me an 11-win regular season. You're competitive all season long. You're exciting. Give me what was Detroit last season? They have one loss.
Yeah, they were 14-3, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, give me that. Don't get to the Super Bowl, and I'll figure out what went wrong afterwards.
We play the what ifs. The Lions don't play the what ifs. The Commanders are not playing what ifs now. They went to the NFC Championship. The Kansas City Chiefs don't play the what if. What if Tyreek Hill ain't here? We played that out, and they went and won two more Super Bowls. The what ifs is a resume, Solana. You bring up the two defensive ends. We give Bradley Chubb, what, he give him $200 million? He's hurt. Jalen Phillips looks like a Hall of Fame DN. He gets hurt.
Yeah.
Tua's going to get hurt. Tua gets hit and he starts with the throwing up gang signs. We go back and forth. Like, it's a resume thing. It's not what if Patrick Mahomes goes down, they're not winning the Super Bowl. But Patrick Mahomes has never went down for that long. He hurts his ankle. He tapes it up. He goes out there and throws 3 touchdowns. I'm not doing the what if game. I'm doing the resume game. And our resume is that we're not going to have our top players for too long because we've seen what happens. We've seen them all get hurt. Chubb, Phillips, Tua. We've seen him get hurt. Tyreek, if he gets the police beat him up, he got hurt. Waddle gets hurt all the time.
That's exactly what happened.
he hurt his wrist because the police beat him up.
No, something like that.
Something like that. But yeah. Salon, I'm not going off. Yeah, of course. Could, you know, what happens if, you know, this player gets hurt? Yeah, they're going to be worse. Just like you're saying, Baker Mayfield's not with the Bucs. They're not a playoff team. Baker Mayfield doesn't get hurt consistently like Tua.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, hey, you mentioned Jaden Daniels and the Commanders last year going into that season. There isn't a single person in their right mind who was saying, hey, Jaden Daniels is going to look like an all-star, a Pro Bowler in his first year. It's not that they doubted his talent. They just didn't think he'd look the way he did. And that Commanders team was rebuilt. And there were what-ifs going into that season. Hey, if the offensive line can stay healthy and protect their rookie quarterback and Terry McLaurin can stay on the field, like maybe that offense might have a little something. You know, like guess what? It just all clicked for whatever reason. It clicked and they achieved something that nobody expected them to. They surpassed expectations. And I'm saying in the NFL, those random things, sometimes I'm not telling you to expect
it. Happened in 2023,
but it happened.
Clicked. It didn't click all the way through the postseason. Right. It clicked though. It clicked unexpectedly. They're putting up 70 points against Denver. It clicked. That's all I'm saying. I'm with Solana. It can click for unexpected reasons, and we have proof that it clicked just 2 seasons ago. So I'm not considering it to be out of the question that it happens again.
I'm starting to think that 70 point game was one of the worst things that ever happened to this organization. I'm serious, because everybody,
well, we wouldn't have anything like that to talk about if we didn't have that.
That Denver game, it's crazy that I'm remember when they scored 7. Remember that they still were, you know, they were top. Tua was top 5 in everything that year.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, everything was clicking.
But like Tua, and I'm going to argue for Tua all day. The team, though, this year, Tua could be a top 10 quarterback this year, and I think he is if he stays healthy. We always got to put the clause in for him. This team, this roster, I'm not as high as you are, Hawk. I'll put it that way.
What if Mike McDaniel wore a suit like Mike Ditka used to wear on the sidelines? Wear a suit like Tom Landry with the hat. You know, maybe he doesn't want to do the shorts. He doesn't have the legs like Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
So what if he went just the opposite direction? Suit, vest, hat, tie.
Would that make us get fourth in shorts?
Well, I don't know. I do know that the hoodie and the capri pants aren't.
We know that doesn't work. Let's just go through the aisle and see what
would
works.
Alec Ingold in a 3-piece suit and see if he gets the fourth and short.
Make everybody wear a bow tie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart. We're here.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Headlines here with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Somebody texts us, I just sold my season tickets after listening to this segment.
No, listen to Hawk and Solana. You'll be good.
I'm telling you, you got to zig when others zag. Everyone's going to tell you how this team is an impending disaster. And I'm telling you, they're going to surprise everyone. Sometimes you just have to have unbridled faith.
Well, it all begins tomorrow. Bring your unbridled faith to Miami Gardens. Training camp tomorrow. First full practice is Wednesday. And you can bring that unbridled faith Saturday. The fans can. First open practice for the Dolphins this Saturday at their facility in Miami Gardens.
You know what might have jaded me is playing for the Dolphins. Because every year we were about to win the Super Bowl. Every year. Oh, we got Cole Pepper now. Oh, we doing. Oh, they didn't drink. We got Jake Long and John and Henny. We good now. We good now. I'm seeing some chinks in the armor right now, and it's scaring me.
What's crazy is when you got drafted by the team and then throughout your career, you were only like 5-6 years removed from the Dolphins still being considered like a premier NFL franchise. Maybe they didn't have the same success late Marino seasons that they did prior to that in the 80s and the 70s, but they were still considered like, hey, like the Steelers, like they'll figure it out. They'll be fine. This is just a couple down years. I remember a Monday Night Football game against the Steelers where that was the game that the Dolphins scored like 3 points. I remember sitting on my couch as a kid watching that game, and they're talking about the consecutive seasons the Dolphins haven't made the playoffs. First time in franchise history. It was like six straight seasons. And I remember the commentators being like, yeah, but it's the Dolphins. They're going to turn things around eventually. And then, you know, the Dolphins scored 3 points that game, funny enough. Yeah.
Well, in that game, I shut down Willie Parker. So you were watching. I shut down Willie Parker.
Who's that?
Fast Willie Parker, Pittsburgh running back. It was a foot of mud on the field, so his speed didn't really help him that much. So I just went and grabbed him every pass route.
How about this? Someone suggests change the entire coaching staff to red tracksuits.
It would draw attention.
You know, kind of like, you know, I'm thinking like almost Sopranos style. They don't wear red tracksuits, but the tracksuits, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Let me just go in history a little bit, Solana. Now that I've known the Mark Dupers and Mark Claytons of the world and the Paul Warfields, and I've met the Larry Littles and the Dwight Stevenson and the Dan Marinos and the Lamar Thomases and the O.J. McDuffies, there was a stretch of Dolphin football when they could not be stopped offensively and they weren't going to stop a damn soul. Then there was the Jason Taylor, Zach Thomas, Trace Armstrong, Sam Madison, Pat Surtain, Sammy Knight. When I played video game, that was my video game time, to your point, Solana. When you could not score on them, but they couldn't score a damn point. When I got to the Dolphins, I tell the story all the time. Keith Traylor, Vonnie Holiday, Kevin Carter, Zach Thomas, Junior Seau, Jason Taylor, Sam Madison, Terrell Buckley, Jeremiah Bell. Nobody was scoring any points, but we couldn't score no damn points. Right now, if y'all take that 70-point Broncos game out of y'all's mind.
I'm not taking that off. Nope.
What is this team? Is it a Marino team or is it a Zach Thomas team? Is it a Marino team or a Zach Thomas team, Hall?
That's the big question. It's, remember, I've been reading you that tweet or that quote from Lewis Riddick for a couple of weeks now where he's like, you literally don't know what this Dolphins team is. So they could be epically bad. They could be epically good. But you literally have no idea what this Dolphins team is. And that I subscribe to. You do not know.
When my first 2 years when I played with those guys I brought up, I say it. I got it from Zach. You go up to the quarterback and say, how many points can you score? We'll give you 20. We'll hold them 19. And we knew we could. First 2 years, Nick Saban's years, we were top 10. I think top five first year. I think we were third and seven in total scoring defense. You ain't going to score a bunch of points on us. Now we got to get these butt wipes over here to put some points on the board and we can win. Right now, I don't think that is going between – I wish I had a linebacker name to reference right now. But I don't know if Tua and the middle linebacker are talking like that right now about the Dolphins. Bro, hold them to 20 and we'll win this game. I give you 21, bro. All love. I don't know if this conversation can be had with this team. And it goes back to what you're saying, Hawk. What's the identity of this team? Are we going to choke people out? Or are we going to really be a track meet? Because it seems like we can't be a track meet anymore. I hope we could, but I don't know.
That's what I want to watch.
I know you want to. Hawk, you want a track meet.
I want the 70 points.
I wish I had a six-pack. I don't, though.
You're talking about a six-pack of Funky Buddha?
Well, I got one of those. That's easy to buy. I'm talking about the real six-pack. I wish I had a six-pack. I wish I won the lottery. I don't know. It doesn't happen.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller.
You wish you had a girl who looked good, you would call her.
Have we ever given that to DBJ?
I don't know, but that's good. Give it to him again. That's too good.
Let's give that to DBJ. Who is that? That's
I don't.
Man, I Skilo? Know it too. I wish that is Skilo. Yeah. I wish I was a little bit taller.
Jimmy,
I wish
there's no I was way a baller. You found that song that fast.
I knew who sang that.
Yeah, I knew it too. Jimmy knows. Jimmy knows music.
Jimmy's looking at the computer, Hawk. You,
I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her.
Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat, 6'4" baller.
Great song. All right. Anything in the headlines? Anything else in the headlines?
I'll just give you the local stuff.
By the way, we're having Ryan from Funky Buddha on next. I'm sure all of you know this, to figure out what an amused bouche is.
Thought we all came to an agreement that it's amuse bouche.
Right. Well, I want to double check.
Okay.
What does it mean, Solana?
It's like a small little appetizer. It amuses the mouth. Bouche means mouth. Amuse amuse. Amuse is amuse. It's spelled the same. So it amuses the mouth. A quick little.
Because they're having that at their Funky Buddha beer pairing dinner on Friday.
Yeah,
look. Amusing the mouth. Their amuse bush is Corvina ceviche with coconut milk, sweet potato, red onion, choclo, and cilantro.
Another word I told you, right? Choclo is corn, and you didn't believe me.
Yeah, I'm still not certain.
It's like fat corn, like hominy.
Like hominy grits?
Yeah, but not the whole hominy stalk.
That was hominy grits.
Made from corn.
The Marlins have Yuri pitching against the Fathers tonight. That'll be at Lone Depot Park. Sandy's probably going to pitch Wednesday. It's going to be a nooner. And Cristobal speaks tomorrow, ACC Media Days in Charlotte. Belichick will make noises into a microphone on Thursday. I don't want to say
I was going to ask Ben Volen. I just never got a chance to, but I was going to ask him what he thought that UNC season is going to look like.
And Cam Ward will be QB1 rookie season. Will Levis out for the season. Chris Ball signs with the Clippers. Your weather, it is very hot, 90 degrees. Perfect for an amuse bouche, if I say so myself. That's your weather.
Somebody texts in, just heard the AFC East seedings. Get this bum off the show. Well, joke's on you, sir. He's been off the show for 40 minutes. You're listening time delayed.
He loves his damn Drake May, though. Goodness gracious.
He does love. And before Drake May, he loved that other guy, Mac Jones.
Mac Jones is terrible. They still got that big old boy from Tennessee, don't they? Mentor? Yeah, the backup.
I don't know. I gotta. We'll have to do the backup game soon because I don't know.
Jacoby Brissett.
Big and black.
The answer for 2017. Jacoby Brissett. Ryan Sense is the founder of Funky Buddha Brewery, and I was going over their menu for this Friday night. So I was doing this on Friday, their menu for this Friday night's beer pairing dinner. And I had a lot of questions. We got stuck on a lot of stuff, and I'm not certain it's a mousse bouche. And Ryan will clear all this up with us and either vindicate Solana or confuse us more. So he's going to join us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ryan Sense is the founder and owner of Funky Buddha Brewery and a friend of ours. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. So last week, and I know Ryan's heard it because I sent it to him. He's going sleeveless like Solana. Yeah, totally understood, Ryan.
Totally. Yeah. Oh, hey.
Well, now you got to roll them down because Crowder just outdid you.
Let's go. Come on, Ryan.
I'm out.
Pull the guns up.
I'm tapping out.
So, there he goes. His lights go off because he's got a motion sensor. No work goes on in his office. It's really remarkable. So, last week, we're talking about Funky Buddha as we do. We always talk about the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. And I start reading their summer beer pairing menu, which is this coming Friday. And Chef Jeff does an amazing job, and I say it. But so I start going over it. So there's a first course, a second course, a third course, a fourth course. But before it all is something called an amuse-bush. And I have never seen this before. And it's spelled A-M-U-S-E-B-O-U-C-H-E. So like a mousse bouche or something. But, you know, again, and it's, you know, I always, you know, give you the preface that we love Funky Buddha and they do great food, but they do have a propensity to get cutesy. And I just don't know about a brewery having an amuse-bouche when no one really knows what that is. So
well, we don't.
Can you?
we definitely don't have an amuse-bouche, but go ahead.
Can you tell us how to properly pronounce it, first of all? Because I remember we were talking about the nachos you were going to make, and it was going to have duck confit. And then you were like, duck it's confit.
Yeah.
So I would like the proper pronunciation of the amuse-bouche.
The second one you're killing. So I'm not even 100% positive. It's either amuse or amuse, and then it's bouche. Amuse or amuse-bouche. Amuse-bouche.
So you don't even know.
Well, it's one of those two, but definitely bouche. It's not bouche. It's not bush.
But in other words, did you sign off on having this on the menu?
It's not that cutesy. It's a pretty normal thing in food.
You don't even know what the word is.
You didn't know what a lychee was. Or some lychee.
I'm getting there.
There's
there's several things that I was unaware of.
Lentils.
Boosh. Lychees. What was the other one that I just saw? I had just mentioned. Oh, the choclo. You have choclo in your amuse-bouche. Now, what is that?
I don't know. And I think that's forgivable to not know a certain type of corn made in Peru or Ecuador, wherever it's from. But not knowing what a lychee is, honestly, it blew my mind. Like I was laughing the entire. Yeah, I kind of. It makes me feel better about you not understanding amuse-bouche because I'm like, you've never been anywhere that has anything other than what just meat and cheese.
No, but I've seen lychees all over the place. I just never knew what they were.
You didn't know how to say them either.
Sure. Well, because here's my problem with the lychee. It's L-Y-C-H-E-E. So they are determining that chi is spelled C-H-E-E at the end. The E sound comes from the E-E. So earlier in the word, to have a Y, I would assume that that's a different pronunciation because if they wanted lychee, you would spell it L-E-E-C-H-E-E, but they spell it L-Y-C-H-E-E. So that's lychee in my book.
So by that, you are Mark Hotchman.
No.
C-H? How many C-H makes a K sound normally?
This has nothing to do with, so it's leaky?
What? Well, it doesn't. It's Hotchman. It doesn't matter. There's different spellings for different things.
You know how to pronounce a poke bowl? Is it pokey or poke?
It's pokey.
Pokey. That's what I thought.
I think now you have me second guess, and I've always said pokey.
Yeah, poke bowl.
And we have good lychee martinis. They're the best.
So, but here's my question: why not say appetizer course or call that the first course? I don't understand why.
I think when you have a menu this good, it's okay to have liberties and it's a norm. I think I used to watch a lot of cooking shows. I don't watch TV at all anymore, but I think amuse-bouche is a pretty normal thing in cuisine. It's not that crazy. It's just you're not used to getting anything doesn't have a drive-thru.
I'm sure it's normal in some cuisine, but I don't think at microbreweries, right? Are you a microbrewery?
I don't know.
No, not with that money.
Yeah, I think you might be right, Channing. I think we crossed over a threshold.
Yeah. Okay, right. I told him when your IPA is Hop Gun or Chant, or you have to do y'all do more verbiage for your stuff, and now with the food, you can't just say hot wing. You can't just say
Martini.
You could be less people at the tap room in Oakland Park if they had appetizer course instead of a moose boosh.
Well, it's like saying, like, we have on here drizzled with blah blah blah. We could say also dripped on, and that doesn't sound really as good, does it?
No, but drizzled.
Here's a baked potato with dripped on butter.
Well, you could just say baked potato and butter. You don't have to say drizzled. I mean, it doesn't. And I would probably question whether it was really drizzled or not.
What is drizzled? Isn't it just dripped on, but nicer?
My point is just cutesy for the sake of being cutesy. But here's the menu. I think this is fantastic. Okay. The amuse-bouche is Corvina ceviche with coconut milk, sweet potato, red onion, choclo, and cilantro. Do you know what it's paired with?
No idea.
Really?
I have it right next to me.
Well, no, don't look. Don't look. I want to quiz you on your own. What would you pair it with?
Man, I don't know. Did they do an IPA?
Local hazy IPA.
Hmm. I didn't even know we had a beer called Loco hazy IPA, but that's good. That might be your first time. Maybe it's good.
Loco.
It's probably delicious.
The first Loco.
That's what I would have went with.
Beer braised beef short rib empanada and sweet plantain with cilantro lime drizzle and guajillo pepper sauce.
Ooh.
What would you pair that with?
So they could have either went porter on this one, maybe, because of the meat, or maybe like something with a little spice. I'm trying to think of what hot beers we have. Either of those two, right?
Bob's Backyard.
There we go. Yeah, that's perfect. It's a mango habanero beer.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, mango habanero. Like when mango. Did that come out? They didn't offer that to me last time.
Backyard.
That we've been doing forever. We just put it on maybe once a year, but I love it. I love that beer.
Oh yeah,
that beer I know.
Second course, locally sourced baby arugula with shaved prosciutto, lychees, shaved Parmesan cheese, and orange blossom honey balsamic vinaigrette.
It sounds like
a fantastic dinner that Chef Jeff has put together.
I love the dinners he does. I really do. I swear it's one of my favorite things that we do because he's an unbelievable chef.
You called the first course the amuse bouche.
I think it might be. I'm probably the last.
Yeah.
it's probably why sales are low. No one knows what they're getting with an amuse bouche.
I like to amuse the bouche.
Settle down.
Get me cursing.
You know what paired with that second course, Ryan?
That bothers me too. It's the second course, but we're on meal number three. I get it, but I think that's the whole point of the amuse-bouche. It's like a one bite thing. It's not a meal. Mm. It still bothers me. I don't know. What'd they do with that one? Like a lager?
Lemon Kolsch Shandy.
Kolsch is close, but lemon, interesting. That'd be fun.
Right.
Third course, seared yellowtail snapper with mango butter. Sounds so good. Served with coconut, cilantro, jasmine rice, avocado, my favorite, and sweet local yellow corn. Mm. Now, I have a problem with that. Why do people have the need to point out it's local corn? If I'm in already, if I'm on the fence, you think I'm going, well, they do have the third course with local corn, so I'm in.
I think it dresses it up. I think it's ridiculous too, if I'm being honest. I think it dresses it up a little bit. It sounds better. It's like, oh, local. They're going to a farm and they're getting this. I don't know. Chef's driving down the street and getting at the flea market, or maybe it's local because he gets it at Publix. Yeah. Publix is local. I don't know.
You're supporting your community.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Corn community. Supporting the corn community. And that's paired with Miami Vice.
Okay.
It's 12% alcohol. Wow.
Yeah, it's a big one. That's a rum barreled aged, like pina colada with strawberries. It's good.
And the fourth course, key lime tart with dulce de leche ice cream.
So I can guess the pairing on that one's got to be key lime beer, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank God.
Week
pairing?
There it is. So
very obvious.
What have we covered? First of all, the beer pairing dinner is this Friday. You can go to funkybuddha.com. Are there tickets still available? Do you know?
Don't comment. My light is out. Went off. Tickets are still available. Yes. Yeah.
Funky we have a few left. Com. What is it? Are you sticking around Friday for the dinner?
I think so. I'd like to. I go to all the dinners, but it's kind of a crazy weekend for me. So packed with a lot of stuff. But I'd like to be there.
I showed the menu to Lori, and Lori was very interested. So we were thinking.
I'll go with Lori.
Right. Yeah.
I'll take Lori.
Yeah. You have an amuse bush in your arsenal.
I'll amuse a bush. That's your fault. That is your fault.
No, you didn't have to take it.
That is your fault. I am going to take that 1,000 out of 1,000 times.
You didn't have... Man, after my own heart.
That was
Ryan from Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. Go fix your light in your office.
Perfect. And, I just saved 6 cents.
Tell Chef Jeff that we are impressed with the menu, but a little cutesy on the amuse bouche and the local corn.
Local corn. Got it. No more local corn. Outsource
the
corn.
And what's the other corn thing? What's that other corn thing called?
Choclo.
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 Can't he just say corn?
Aren't choclos like the guy? Like, never mind. I'm not going to say it because I might be wrong. And I feel like it'll sound racist.
The big corns.
Hominy grits. Is that what it is? Hominy grits. That's right.
Yeah.
Hominy grits. Giant local hominies.
All right. Friday night. Very big night at Funky Buddha. You think the Dolphins are going to have a great season?
I bet the over.
Did you?
Yeah, it was 8.5. I like it. I mean, who knows? If Tua stays healthy all year, I think they're going to surprise people. That's a major. That's
exactly what I think.
Yeah.
You're going to watch Happy Gilmore too?
I am. That's coming out in a couple days, right?
Yeah, that's where Crowder's up in New York right now to promote it for Netflix.
Yeah, premiere. New York premiere is tonight.
I saw that on the Pivot. And the Squid Games too, right? Does that come out?
I think it's out already, isn't it?
They're going to do another one? 456 better not take his ass back to that damn island.
Oh, he's back. He's back.
How about Stranger Things? We're having a watch party at Ryan's house. Me, Chappelle, Ryan. We're going to watch the new final season of Stranger Things together.
We are. We're going to have cotton candy, and we're going to dress up like 14-year-olds and watch Stranger Things.
The whole season?
I don't know.
Oh, I would love to do the whole season dressed up, but I think we're just doing first episode at my place.
I was like, wait.
If Hawk's on the love seat, get on the couch. If he's on the couch, get on the
I'm bringing the amuse bouche, so. leave this one to me.
You see how you feel about me after Friday night's date with Lori, and then you come all talk right, to me about that.
Fair enough. I know I'm in line for a good settlement. That's all I know.
Oh.
Sell a bunch of those amuse bouches, man. Go right in my pocket. All right, Ryan. We'll see you.
See you guys.
Au revoir.
Ryan from Funky Buddha. The beer pairing dinner is this Friday night. You can go to funkybuddha.com for all the info. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. Bear with us. It's going to start a little bit late, but we had a lot to cover there with Brian.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I think we need to implement every day on this show 4 o'clock, clotted butter, and scone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
walk-off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.